Welcome back to Eating Adventures, a food search exploring must-eats in notable restaurants. Order up.
I'm Chloe.
And I'm Haley. And welcome back from spring break, everybody. We hope you had a very good and relaxing vacation. We sure did in some ways. But over the break, me and Chloe visited a lot of yummy, yummy restaurants. Where did you head this spring break, Chloe?
This spring break, I went to Oahu, Hawaii, and we stayed on Waikiki Beach. How about you?
And I feel like this is like kind of a switch up from like a few years back when you had to go to the East Coast with your brother because he was like in that time when he was visiting college. But it is finally our time to start visiting colleges. So I went to Boston for the first time over the spring break. And I also like visited some colleges near Boston. So like I went to Connecticut too. And then we flew back and stopped by Chicago. So lots of college visits. Week. Yes, a little bit. But it's kind of funny because I just remember like a few years back when you and your brother and your family had to go to Boston and we talked about it on Opposites Alike. And I went to Hawaii probably. And then now it's switched.
I think it's so funny because now I think all my friends, all the juniors, are kind of seeing how the seniors are getting into college. And now it's their time to enter the college admissions process. So I think almost all of my friends went on college tours. And usually it's like the entire island of Mercer Islands on Hawaii. But I felt like I was pretty alone.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people went on college tours. Like one of my friends, I visited 7 colleges, but one of my friends visited like 10 or 11. So getting stuff done over a break, that's for sure. Well, anyways, I'm sure you don't want to hear about college talk, so we're going to be jumping in to the restaurants. So I left on Saturday, and I wanted to visit Yale first, so we flew over to Connecticut, and we went to New Haven, and the first restaurant we had the first time we were there is called Zinc, and it's an American restaurant, and I had this gnocchi, which was very cheesy and very rich. Kind of a nice way to, you know, like, start the trip off. And then my mom got this sea bass, and it was so pretty. Like, it was in this green sauce, and they plated it, like, beautifully. And it was just, like, the perfect amount because, like, mine was, like, super rich, so it was, like, super hard to eat all of it. And, like, you can't really take it to go because, like, we're staying in a hotel. But hers was, like, the perfect size. So, like, digestible, you know?
That restaurant sounds so dreamy. I would get both of those things.
No, it was good to pair together. Like, I literally took my gnocchi and, like, I dipped it in her sauce. And it was, like, chef's kiss.
We should open one of those in Seattle. I don't even know what that food looks like, but it just sounds so good.
Well, like, last time you were saying that, like, sea bass you only eat at restaurants. Mm-hmm. Sea bass hit the spot. So flaky, so fresh. I love good sea bass.
Were the portions big?
They were, like, pretty big. And, like, it was a good size. You're like, you can't have, like, too much, or you're not going to finish it all. You can't have too little. I would rate it very good.
That's nice. Was it on the Yale campus?
Mm-hmm. Yale has, like, a bunch of restaurants, so it was, like, cool trying them all. But I don't think lots of students go to Zinc particularly because, you know, students and their brokenness. But there's a lot of, like, parents there or, like, people visiting. Just
Rory Gilmore. Professors.
Yeah, Rory Gilmore. I channeled my inner Rory Gilmore, guys.
Did you like the school?
Pretty? I did. It was really pretty.
That's so nice.
But it was interesting visiting all the colleges because, like, leaves haven't quite blossomed yet, so the trees were still pretty bare. But I just, like, had to imagine all the campuses with, like, pretty trees.
I think it'd be so pretty to visit during, like, autumn time because that's when all mm-hmm. the trees are different colors.
Well, it's like visiting UW during cherry blossom season. Like, mm-hmm. you would literally, like, fall in love with the campus if you just visit during cherry blossom season.
You gotta get that reality, though. You gotta get the bare trees.
You have to go during the winter. What was your first restaurant that you stopped by?
First restaurant every morning for the entire trip was Island Vintage. I love this restaurant with all of my heart. It's my favorite place to go whenever we go to Hawaii. I always look forward to it because it's so good. They have the best acai bowls on the planet. No one can compare. And we kind of, I hate to admit it, but ate there multiple times a day. But for like the breakfast meal, we would sit down and eat. I went with my mom on the trip, and it's funny because we did like a full circle moment. On the last day of our trip, we ate there twice at two different locations. We ate there for breakfast, and then we went to go see my cousins in Coalina, and then ate there for lunch, so.
Were your cousins, like, vacationing there, or do they live there?
They're vacationing there, so it was nice
imagine
to see them.
If your cousins lived there, that'd be so cool.
That'd be so fun.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to live there. But I hear that people get island fever.
Like, they feel isolated?
It's just, like...
boring, a bit.
You're stuck on an island with not much to do, but so much to do.
I wouldn't complain.
I wouldn't either. I got the braised beef locomoco twice, which is kind of like a braised short rib with an egg and gravy over rice. A lot of people like their eggs runny, but I got mine over hard, which my mom was questioning me because I don't think anyone likes over hard eggs but me. But runny eggs kind of scare me.
No, same. Same.
I think after that salmonella video that we saw in seventh grade. Mr. Davis's class.
I remember that.
I was scarred.
So vividly.
Did you have them?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, perfect timing, too, because it wasn't during COVID. Because if it was during COVID, no one would, like, pay attention, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But since it was, like, right before COVID. It's, like, the only thing I remember about seventh grade.
That's, like, the only thing that I remember about middle school. That,
yeah.
That salmonella video.
Lol. Anyways.
Yeah. But now, I'm kind of, like, scared to eat chicken. I feel like I eat less chicken than I did before watching that video.
Okay, it didn't change me that drastically, but I'm just not more aware of it.
It changed me.
Okay.
But moving on from salmonella, which I did not
get. What's something you can't get salmonella with?
You can't get salmonella, I hope not, from an acai smoothie, which I got every afternoon along with my original acai bowl.
The original one?
Yes. Which one do you like?
I like all of them.
I haven't tried any of the other ones. My mom likes the Hapya bowl.
Is that the one with the cream on top?
Yes.
That one's yummy. I really just like the ones also with, like, the papaya on top. Because you don't like papaya, but, like, I love papaya, so it tastes good.
That's so funny. Because my mom every morning would order half of a papaya just to eat. So she probably ate, like, six papayas on the trip.
Wait, she ordered half a papaya from Island?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
They do have good papayas, though.
They do. And it's so fun because on every dish they put a little, like, flour on it. Very fun. My mom got the crab and egg scramble. I'm not a huge fan of crab, but that dish was... I wrote finger-licking delicious.
Okay.
Yeah. I think the portion of that dish was a little big. It came with, like, three different kinds of breads, a salad, and a lot of crab and egg.
No, like, Island Vintage, like, you'll get your money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
But that was... a very good dish. If I went back, I think that would probably be my next dish after the locomoco. But then, since we sit down for a meal every day, we don't go to the cafe, but you can order, like, from the cafe next door. So I got a few things from there. I really like the Island Vintage Cafe's waffle. It came with coconut cream, and that was kind of, like, a good balance because the waffle had, like, a sugar crust on it. And I also got the taro bagel with ube cream cheese. I was talking to our waiter, and he was like, they sell out by, like, 9 a.m. some days, which is crazy because usually people don't go and eat
That's early.
Like, brunch until, like, 11.
Especially, so. Like, vacationers.
Mm-hmm. He told us that, like, the delivery is sometimes... unpredictable. So if you're looking for that taro bagel, you have to go in the morning very early or at 2 p.m. or you have to wait the next day.
Dang. Was it worth it?
It was. I really like the ube cream cheese. It didn't taste a lot like cream cheese, but it had a really good flavor.
I'm telling you guys, taro's the next big thing. We predicted it 2 years ago.
It already is.
Standing by.
It already is.
It's going to be even bigger. It's going to be the new matcha soon. Watch.
I love taro.
But hearing you talk about Island Vintage makes me so happy. I love Island Vintage, and it makes me miss it so much. Like, I would go to Hawaii for a day just so I could eat an Island Vintage acai bowl. Oh, so good.
That's what I was telling my mom, because, you know, you can fly to Hawaii and then Asia. So I was like, why not do a few day layover in Hawaii before we go to Asia? So I can get my island vintage fix.
That's a good idea. No, I miss it so much because, like, in Boston, we tried to find, like, a good smoothie, but, like, we literally went to, like, three places, and all of them were low-key kind of bad. So I miss the smoothies and just, like, the amazing fruit in Hawaii.
The island vintage acai smoothie is so, so good. I think I would honestly get that over the acai bowl because it's, like, yeah, I don't know why. Something about that smoothie is so good.
The acai bowl is low-key a lot of, like, food, though. Like, it's hard to finish sometimes.
How about your next restaurant? Still in Boston or Connecticut?
No, we're still in Connecticut.
Okay.
So then the next morning, that was like our first morning. So we ate at the study, which is our hotel, but we ate at like the restaurant in our hotel. And I had the avocado toast, of course, scrumptious. And then that night for dinner, we went to this Italian restaurant called Gioia, G-I-O-I-A, cafe and bar. And it was beautiful. It was like this colorful setting, very modern, very new, and my favorite thing was, like, all their plates were different, like, they were, like, that painted plate look, and I love it when all the plates are different from each other, because it just, like,
so
gives the restaurant so much more personality, and yeah, it was a beautiful restaurant. It was also, like, an open kitchen, so, like, when you walk in, you can, like, see the kitchen in the back, so very, like, homey, open flow feel, and then what I thought was also super cool is, like, for their pasta servings, they would have, like, the half serving size option and the full serving size option. So then I just got the half so then we could try more things. So we first got the tagliatelle bolognese. And I think all their pastas are, like, hand homemade. So chef's kiss, al dente. And their bolognese, obviously classic, nice and rich, nice and saucy. And then my mom got the ember roasted squash egg gnolati, which is, egg gnolati is basically like mini raviolis.
And that's so fun.
I know, they were filled with like squash and there was like hazelnuts and it was like this buttery sauce, so very rich and like I feel like unique because I've never seen it at another Italian restaurant. I don't know, maybe I'm like I'm not looking hard enough, but that was a good like contrast.
It matches the theme of the plates. Different.
Different. And then lastly we got this margarita pizza on focaccia, and I love a good focaccia.
That's also different.
So that was a solid hit.
How did you like the focaccia's the dough?
I like it. It's like, it's definitely like more heavy, so like you, it should be like a smaller size, you know, compared to like a regular pizza, but it was like a good contrast. And also they did focaccia because apparently, I didn't try it, but New Haven is really known for their pizza, and they have like these two really popular restaurants called, like, Pepe's and Sal's, I think. And, like, this restaurant that we went to, this Gioia, like, on their menu, it says, like, we don't want to, like, compete with them. So they, on purpose, did, like, a different pizza with
They wrote that?
Yeah. Well, like,
rivalry.
Yeah. Well, no, they're trying to ease the tension. I think it's because, like, Sal's and Pepe's is so iconic. They don't want to, like, try to up them because they know they won't, you know. I don't know.
Did you go and eat at Sal's or Pepe's?
No, I was too full, but I did want to try it. It's okay. Lastly, to end the meal, we got gelato, and we got vanilla and strawberry.
I haven't had gelato in a hot minute.
Yeah, it was a really refreshing way to end the meal because it's more like, I don't know, creamy and smooth than ice cream.
Do you like gelato better than ice cream?
I don't know, because I've never been to Italy before, so I can't compare, you know, like, true actual gelato with ice cream. But I appreciate both. Okay, I think that's all for me for Gioia. I'm probably saying that so wrong. Gioia?
Gioia.
Yeah.
Gioia.
Anyways, G-I-O-A-I, if you ever want to check it out. But that's all for me in New Haven. How about you, Chloe? What's next up for Hawaii?
Moving on. I was talking to my mom about this, but we were eating at this tonkatsu restaurant, and I was asking her, what are your top 10 favorite restaurants in the world? This made it to the top five both of our lists. This restaurant has a special place in my heart. It's still on Oahu called Tonkatsu Tamafuji. It's a little off of Waikiki Beach, so it was about a 20-minute walk for us from where we stayed at our hotel. It was nice. We went twice because it was so good. But you need to book like 8 months in advance, which is crazy because I don't think we plan our vacations 8 months in advance.
Yeah.
So very hard to get a table there.
Did you guys book 8 months in advance?
We did not. We did a walk-in, which is so risky because it's not guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
And we went like 30, 40 minutes before opening. So we were just sitting outside hoping to get a table. We were first on the list.
Okay,
no
that's
one
a good
was
idea.
As crazy as us. But we got in, so that's all that matters. But I heard that if you're lucky, you can maybe find a table like 4 months in advance,
that's
which
still
is what the
so
people
early.
Next to us did. They live on Oahu, and they book like 6 months in advance, which is crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Anyways, it's worth
bizarre.
It.
Mm-hmm.
They start out with giving you hot hand towels, which is nice to clean your hands after a long day on the beach. And while we were waiting, I took a nap outside. So I was very tired.
Good information. Mm-hmm.
I was very tired when I got my hot hand towel, but it woke me up. It was so fun because we got to grind our own sesame and make our own tonkatsu sauce. You can either choose to add the sweet or spicy base. Both were really good. It's not, I feel like it's a little bit more tangy than your typical tonkatsu sauce, but they also give you sides of ume plum and pickled cabbage. I love their tonkatsu. Their breading is so good, and it's so fun because I know you mentioned this at one of your restaurants, but like it was an open-ish kitchen, so we could see them with like two big pots of, I'm guessing, oil, and you could see them like fry the chicken. You could also see they had this big rack of bread, which I think is what they use for their breading, but it kind of looked like Wonder Bread. And I was surprised because usually breading, when I think of breading, I think of like panko.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's just what makes their...
So they use fresh bread for...
Tonkatsu, so good, yeah.
That's interesting.
It's like a white loaf.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. What if they like stuffed the chicken in a baguette? So then I was like, okay, that's a really random thought.
But the chicken was so, so, so good.
I'm glad you overcame your fear of salmonella.
This place, I'm okay.
This place, I like how it's kind of fun when you, like, make your own sauce, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it can get boring just waiting for your food. So, like,
it kept me busy.
Yeah, kept you busy.
Keeps everyone busy.
Mm-hmm.
They also bring out a miso soup while you're waiting. You can choose between four different kinds. They have, like, a white base and I think a red base. And then you can either choose tofu and seaweed or like a clam, which is more like seafoody. I chose the white base with the tofu and seaweed. Their miso soup is very good, very fresh, flavorful. It smells very good.
And love a good miso soup.
The thing that I like about this restaurant is that their cabbage is so good. Usually when you get tonkatsu, you get like a mountain of cabbage. Usually it's not good. Usually I don't touch it. But this place, you can, like, ask for more. It's so funny because there's this cabbage boy who comes out from the back holding a huge bowl of cabbage.
You did not just say cabbage boy.
And he'll ask you. He'll be like, would you like some more cabbage? Everyone says yes because the cabbage is so good. They have this really good, like, yellowish kind of dressing. I think it's, like, a sesame dressing, but that makes the cabbage 100 times better.
So it's kind of like bread, like, you know, like the complimentary bread that restaurants give you, except it's like complimentary cabbage.
Yeah, and they also had sauce refills because I think a lot of people like the sesame sauce that they use, so they'll circle the restaurant with cabbage. The restaurant's not very big, and then they'll take the sauce bottle and refill your sauce to pair with the cabbage.
They're really refilling everything.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping their customers
service
happy.
Service was so nice. And then when they see when you're winding down, when you're finishing your meal, they'll give you a hot tea. And I forgot to mention, their tonkatsu comes with rice. I know it sounds so stupid, but their rice is really good. You can choose between three different kinds of rice. I got their Hokkaido white rice, but you could also get one that's like cooked in, I think, like a broth. So it's like, it kind of looks like fried rice, and then you can get, like, a furikake topping on your rice as well.
That sounds scrumptious. No, I feel like you need good rice to accompany a good piece of, can you say it for me, tonkatsu. Tonkatsu.
I don't know if I'm saying it right, but.
You need good rice if you want to pair it with, like, a good piece of
it's cause chicken. It's because what I do, I have my routine down. They only give you 3 pieces, but the 3 pieces are very good. I take my piece of chicken, I dip it in the tonkatsu sauce that I make, and then I put it on the rice, and then I eat it together. And then you can sip on your miso soup. You can eat some cabbage, and you can drink your hot tea.
Guys, Chloe knows where it's at. Chloe knows how to eat her tonkatsu.
So good. Dare I say, better than Island Vintage? I don't know.
That's crazy.
I can't say
that. My jaw dropped. Well, you can't really compare because they're 2 different things, you know?
They are.
That place is a struggle to get. You got lucky. 8 months in advance is crazy.
Uh-huh. And we went twice. The second time, our walk was a little longer. I don't know why. And we showed up a little later, so we were, like, 4th on the list. And we still got in on the first round of, like, people.
Dang.
I was so nervous that we wouldn't get in and we would have to wait for everyone to eat.
I don't know, you either have to come, like, really early or, like, really late.
Yeah.
But more on the early side is better, yeah.
So we ate dinner at, like, 4 p.m., but that's okay.
Oh, yeah, early is better because, like, lots of the vacationers are still at the beach or, like, still, like, packing up from the beach. Mm-hmm. So getting there early beats the crowd.
And there were a lot of mainlanders, and you can tell because everyone was up at, like, 7 a.m.
Oh.
Walking around.
I see you.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we have time for one more Haley restaurant.
Okay, so
still
after
in Connecticut?
No, we left Connecticut. Okay. We took the train up to Boston.
How was the train?
It was a little bumpy, but it was, like, super quick. It was only, like, 1.5 hours.
Was it easy?
Actually, it might have been more than 1.5 hours, like 2 hours. But, yeah, it was easy. Like, subway system, train system, easy peasy. And the first restaurant we ate at was Crazy. And apparently, it's a very new and popular restaurant in Boston. And apparently, it's, like, super hard to get reservations. But my mom's life hack is she just emailed them and was like, this is our first time here. We're meeting up with some friends. Like, can we have a reservation? And, like, they said yes. So we got a reservation. And their motto is, like, Crazy is Greek differently. So, like, I've had Greek food before, but only, like, the basic pita and, like, the kebabs and, like, the...
Like a gyro.
Yeah, the gyro. I've never had, like, their traditional dishes, so that I had a lot of, like, those that I'd never seen before or had before. So it was a new experience. I also didn't, like, order this food, so, like, I'm not completely sure how to say it. So I just, like, described it, and you can figure it out yourself if you want to go. So basically, first we started with, like, these tiro pita rolls, which were, like, bread rolls filled with halloumi. And I don't know if you heard of halloumi, but it's basically, like, a lot of vegans have it because it's, like, a substitute for cheese. It's not a substitute for cheese. It just tastes like cheese, and it has, like, that same cheesy texture. So that was a fun surprise. And then one of my favorite dishes was the braised octopus because it was, like, braised octopus with, like, pasta noodles and this tomato sauce. So very fresh tasting. You don't have octopus that often. I feel like I have a lot of squid with calamari, but I don't have a lot of octopus. And the texture was very nice and fresh. And then we also got this lamb. And it was just, like, this big piece of lamb with, like, orzo on the bottom. And I do love orzo. And it was fun mixing it all together. Lots of tomato sauce again. I feel like this restaurant, lots of different sauces, but lots of tomato, lots of cheese. You can't go wrong. You know, you can't go wrong.
When I think of Greek, I think of the white sauce that they use. You know what I'm
talking
about?
Oh, the tzatziki, maybe? I don't know.
That stuff is good.
I don't know what it's called. But yeah, they had lots of different cheeses. We got, like, this cheese platter with a bunch of different cheeses. Do I know what they're called? No. But was the cheese good? Yes.
Cheese and crackers?
Mm-hmm. Cheese and crackers. And then we got this fish, and it was, like, basically this entire fish, and it was grilled, and super, like, flaky and fresh, and soft, and not dry on the inside.
It sounds like a very seafoody meal.
And, yeah, this was, like, lots of, like, small plates, lots of seafood, lots of different stuff I've never had before. So it was fun, like, trying everything, especially because, like, we went with friends. So we got to get more stuff and try more things. And, yes. So I love just, like, having a little bit of everything. And then for dessert, we got... Okay, I'm not going to say this right, but it's called the Soko Latopia Sundae. And it's, like, flourless chocolate cake with ice cream and caramel. And what I loved about this trip is, like, since we were in the city, there were so many dessert places. So every single day, we got to end all of our meals with a good dessert.
A little sweet treat.
And it was so good. I love dessert. And, yeah, that was crazy. But very blessed that we were able to go, because apparently it's very popular, hard to get reservations, which I can see, because it's a pretty small restaurant.
All this food and all this eating that we've been doing has all sounded very good, but we will have to wait for part two next week, so stay tuned to hear about the rest of Haley's adventure on the East Coast, finishing up Boston.
Stay tuned for Chloe's adventures in Hawaii.
And Chicago. Can't forget about Haley in Chicago.
Yep, Chicago, the Windy City. But anyways, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Eating Adventures. You can follow us on Instagram at Eating Adventures Podcast to look at all of our wonderful, beautiful, amazing photos from this trip. And you can also download Eating Adventures on all your favorite podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcasts.
And you can also listen to us live every Wednesday at noon here on KMIH 88.9 The Bridge.